Welcome to the Murray Claims Podcast, a podcast about issues related to claims, particularly personal injury claims, in Scotland. Murray Claims is a trading name of Grigor & Young Solicitors Elgin and Forrest Murray. I'm Peter Brash, a partner in Grigor & Young and also an accredited specialist in personal injury law through the Law Society of Scotland. This is podcast number one. And the topic is, how long will it take for your personal injury claim to finish once liability is admitted? This comes from a question we received via a free inquiry to our website, which was, if the insurance company admit liability and arrange for an independent medical report, how long do they get to make a settlement offer? Another way to put the question would be, once the third-party insurers have accepted responsibility to pay compensation to me, how long until my claim finishes? In order to answer the question, we have to assume some things. Firstly, we have to assume that you do not have a solicitor and that you're dealing directly with an insurance company. It's stated that liability has been admitted, and so the insurer should be willing to make an offer of compensation to this person. Secondly, we have to assume that the insurers have instructed an independent medical expert who has examined you and the relevant medical records. The insurers need to have the independent report in order to be able to value the claim for your injuries and from that work out what other parts of your claim may exist and what they may be worth. Other possible aspects of a case in the usual claim would include wage loss, services from relatives and miscellaneous expenses, for example, costs incurred in attending medical and physiotherapy appointments. When we talk about getting a proper medical report, it's generally necessary, in order for it to be a proper report, that it should be based on a specific medical examination of you. It's not likely to be in your interests if any report is just based on an examination of your medical records. You should certainly ask to see a copy of any report which is produced, if for no other reason than to make sure that it does not contain any obvious mistakes or inaccuracies. However, beyond that, you may disagree with the report's assessment of your present state of recovery or your prognosis. If so, you may need to consider getting your own independent expert's report. Insurance companies tend to have preferred medical experts whom they use. As you might expect, these experts are chosen because they are rarely oversympathetic towards claimants. So how long will it take to get a settlement offer from the insurance company? Well, timescales vary from medical expert to medical expert as regards how quickly they will produce the report after a medical examination. Sometimes delays can occur which are out with their control, for example, a delay in copies of the medical records reaching them. However, the reasonable band of timescales for provision of a report after a medical examination probably ranges from about 6 to 10 weeks. You would expect that once the insurers receive any medical report, they should be in a position to make you a settlement offer within 4 weeks or so. And as mentioned previously, please do make sure you get to see the medical report which is forming the basis of any offer made to you. The reasonable timescale for an offer, which I'm talking about, assumes that the report is not recommending, say, that you should go back for a further examination in 6 months, which is something which may be necessary to allow a doctor to give a more accurate prognosis, particularly if you're recovering from a serious injury. It also assumes that the doctor does not, for example, recommend that you should be examined by another medical expert in addition. For example, an orthopaedic surgeon might sometimes recommend that a report be obtained also from a psychiatrist if it appears that there may be some mental health injury stemming from the physical injuries. It's also very important to make sure that any offer the insurers make to you is a complete offer. If and when the insurers do make an offer to you, it's important to make sure you understand the basis of the offer, which is about this issue of the completeness of the offer. If they've only obtained a medical report and they've not actually obtained any other information from you, it's possible that any offer they make to you may only be for the pain and suffering of your injuries, which in Scotland is known as salatium. In other words, the offer may not include any elements for wage loss or other heads of claim, as I talked about a moment ago. At this stage in the process, you might actually want to reconsider whether a do-it-yourself claim, in other words, a claim where you deal directly with the insurers and without independent legal advice, is a good idea. There are several articles on the Murray Claims website and on Grigor & Young's website in which we do not recommend you to deal with a personal injury claim yourself. If liability is admitted in your case, which is assumed to be the case in the discussion for the purposes of this podcast, there's every chance that you would be able to find a specialist solicitor who would be willing to agree to deal with your claim on the basis that you will receive any negotiated level of compensation in full. In other words, so the services of the solicitor are cost-free as far as you are concerned. So how does your solicitor get paid? Well, the solicitor will be paid separately by the insurers according to an agreed scale. The level of fee the solicitor receives is proportional to the level of compensation paid to you, but it's paid in addition to your compensation and does not come out of your compensation. If you don't have a solicitor at this stage, now would be a good time to get a solicitor because you will be able to maximise the benefit you get from their advice. We're not saying that all insurance companies are out to do you, but by definition, they're not there to act in your best interests, whereas a solicitor is there to act in your best interests. So coming to a summary of the main points discussed in this podcast, if liability is admitted in your case, question whether it's really in your interest to negotiate the claim yourself. You may be able to get a specialist on board who will maximise the value of your claim and not actually cost you anything at all. If you do decide, nevertheless, to deal with matters yourself, it's better that any claim valuation is based on a report from a consultant or other specialist rather than a GP or even just the medical records alone. Make sure you see any report so you can check it's based on correct facts and that you don't have any major disagreement with it. Make sure that any offer the insurers make to you is complete. In other words, that it covers all heads of claim and not just the claim for the pain and suffering from your injuries. Feel free to get in touch with us if you have any questions arising from this podcast or regarding any aspect of our personal injury claim services in Murray. All initial inquiries are free of charge and without obligation to take matters further. We're happy to try and help in any way we can. If we can't help you directly, we may be able to put you in touch with someone else who can.